If you ever want to know the sacrifice that God's asking of you this very moment, give yourself 4 minutes to live. You're going to keel over dead at 25 before the hour. What is it right now that you and I are clutching that we know for sure we would have to dump in order to embrace him completely and freely at the moment of our death? Do you think of anything right now that you must sacrifice and give up? Make that sacrifice. Or at least beg God for the grace to be able to make it. Because some of these sacrifices you and I are not able to make on our own steam, from the natural point of view. But remember, it's very important that you allow yourself to be raised into the realm of the supernatural, into the realm of prayer, into the realm of God, into the realm of faith. Because if you try to live completely at the natural level, it's not long before you descend into the unnatural. Don't allow yourself to do that. That's why our faith can save us. The loving, the giving, which is a real preparation for the suffering to come, is giving away. Maybe not to the extent that our St. Francis gave everything away. Do you remember when he divested himself of all the clothes that he stole from his father's dry goods store? He was right in front of the bishop in the town center in Assisi. He was naked. And the bishop took the big cope that they wear at benediction and surrounded him as though that was the sign of the protection of the church for this little poor man of Assisi. Now, you don't have to go to that extreme. Be generous. Mother Teresa of Calcutta would say, give until it hurts. Now, she could say that with a great deal of credibility. I don't know if Americans like to hear that kind of talk. We would probably translate it to something like, give until it feels good and stop giving when the Lord stops giving to you. But look to your motivation. This is terribly important. You see, what we do is important. How we do it is more important. Most important is why we do it. You can put a perfect equal sign between yourself and your motivations, your intentions, your reasons for doing things. And on this, you and I get our return. And I think that'll be one of the greatest consolations at the moment of our death, just to look back to see how generous we have been for good causes, for the right reason to please God. St. John Mary Vianney, the curé of ours, the patron saint of parish priests, would put it this way as far as his sacrifices go. And this is his dying words. How sweet, how happy it is to die after having been nailed to the cross with Jesus Christ. That's a powerful sentence, that he was nailed to the cross. Did you ever read his life? You should before you go to heaven. And I can see why he's the patron saint of good diocesan priests. He would boil a whole pot of potatoes at the beginning of the week, and that's all he ate for the rest of the week. And if he took a third potato, he said, he confessed, he took that third potato and ate it out of pleasure. That was the extent of his pleasures in his life. With your confessions, many, many hours a day, too. And I think, too, of our St. Conrad of Partsam. He looked at his crucifix that he always carried with him, and he said, that's my meditation book. That's all he needed. And St. Bernadette of Subiru, to whom the Blessed Mother appeared at Lourdes in 1858. She went to the convent, and she was in the infirmary her whole convent life, practically. One of the sisters came up to her one day and asked her, what are you doing all day long here, Bernadette? And she says, I'm doing my work. I'm suffering. Uniting it with the Lord, too.